Hi, I'm excited for you today because your faith is going to be built on everlasting love. And you're going to get a great big dose of the revelation of God's love, too. We have with us our very special friend, Jason Whole Beach, because you are with Iris Ministries, and Heidi is one of my most favorite friends on the face of the earth. And we so love Iris Ministries. And of course, you're with Iris Ministries Cambodia and working with children at risk, with anti-trafficking. And I know that you've got great things to share with us today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Jason, you actually lead the Cambodia team, but also all of Southeast Asia. You're the director for Iris Ministries. How did you and your wife get involved with this?
Patricia, it simply came from one night my wife had a dream. And when she woke in the morning, she was asking the Lord to take the dream away. Because in the dream, she was leading 1,000 children. And there were men pursuing her. And they were trying to abduct the children. They were trying to abduct her. And so she woke up feeling like it was a nightmare. And so as she's praying to the Lord, asking, Lord, will you take this away from me? Suddenly she heard the Lord's voice saying, did you not consider this could be from me? And so that began a conversation with the Lord. And he began to lead her into researching child trafficking and the abuse of children in Southeast Asia. And then literally about 4 months later, we find ourselves in the heart of the darkness in Cambodia.
Well, we're so excited about what you and your team have been doing. And of course, we have a partnership love team together. They're with you, with XP and with Iris Ministries. And we're so grateful to be a part of that. But there's a lot of miracles happening. Like the whole subject of child sex trafficking is, I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's hard to comprehend that anyone could do that to a child. But it is happening on a massive level worldwide.
Yeah.
But as horrific as it is, there's awesome things taking place too. And you and your team have been doing great things, just taking great strides. Why don't you share some of the testimonies with us of what God is doing in the midst of the darkness?
Sure. Well, Every week we go into the heart of darkness. We step into places like the brothels and the bars in Cambodia, where we meet women in absolute turmoil. And the most amazing thing, Patricia, is that these women are crying out for Jesus. They're crying out for their Savior. They're crying out for someone who can come and meet them in desperate circumstances. And so we're even seeing the girls responding very, very naturally to the Lord and the presence of the Father. We're getting to minister to these girls. We're seeing healings. We're actually, on one occasion, Patricia, we saw a brothel just basically stop business for a couple of hours because the joy of the Lord entered the room.
Wow.
And as the joy of the Lord entered the room, these girls are ecstatic because it's not part of their normal life. It's not part of their DNA to experience joy. And so suddenly they get these feelings inside them that are outside of their understanding,
wow,
which is just amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the love of God reaching
absolutely
them. Because your team carries the love of God.
Yeah.
You know, it just spreads like a river there.
Yeah.
You know, last night you were telling us a story about these girls. They were, what, like 16 to 18 years of age, but they'd been sold since, what, age 9, I think you said?
Yeah.
And tell us about that, because they're actually being used in really high-end prostitution,
yeah,
but God's moving in their midst. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I can share. Basically, well, in Cambodia, women are seen as cloth. So it means once they're stained, their value depreciates. And so what happens is a lot of girls will be removed from their community. And we suddenly came across a group of girls who actually were being employed by the Russian mafia in Cambodia. And they started off on this island where they were sold to businessmen at very, very early ages. Some 9, actually some a little bit younger, Patricia, which is just heartbreaking as a father to know that. But they're sold for a high price, but then they depreciate in value. So we met these girls in the prime of their life, 18 years old, and they were at the rock bottom. And now they were working as bar girls and struggling. But you know, the Lord's doing amazing things over there. He's transforming their hearts. We're seeing girls who are now leaving this industry. The world calls it sex tourism, as if it could be a tourist event. we're seeing these girls reach out. As we're reaching out to them, we're positioning ourselves where they can reach and touch us. We're pulling them out. One by one, we're pulling them out. We're working with other NGOs. We're seeing them retrained. They're getting new jobs, new professions, wow. and able to provide for their families like they've never done before.
Wow. Yeah. You know, a lot of times I think, you know, people will see, you know, a mission where there's children being rescued or whatever, and they think, wow, that is so, you know, that's just for the real elite of society. I mean, God's got his real big, special people chosen for that because, you know, of the education maybe that's needed or whatever. But in fact, it's simple, isn't it? It's building relationship.
Absolutely.
Most of your team sees the deliverance through building relationship with these girls by just being where they are, going right yeah. into the darkness and not being afraid of the darkness.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Patricia, it's 16 years ago, I remember sleeping in a graveyard. And I remember the prostitutes coming up to me asking me if I was okay. And the Lord did such a transformation in my life, coming from a background of addiction, coming from a background of alcoholism and womanizing. The Lord just transformed my life. He took this normal, everyday guy and just, I simply said yes.
Yeah.
I simply said yes. And that's all the Lord is looking from any one of us. It's just yesterday.
Yes.
We don't have to worry about tomorrow. Just yesterday, that's all he wants. And that's what my staff simply have done. They just said yes today. And now they find themselves.
Yeah.
From dreaming about Cambodia to living the reality in the face of the darkness, but bringing the light. And I love how the light just chases out the darkness.
I know.
I love how the children just come running
yes.
to our staff every time they see them because they just see the light in them.
Yes.
They see the beauty in them. They see the trust in them because they see God.
And you know, I really feel that we as a body underestimate the power of that light within us because even if we go into a grocery store or you know, a car wash or something, we carry that light. We have potential to release the light everywhere that we go. We don't have to be in a pulpit because most of your work in Cambodia isn't in a pulpit.
Not at all.
It is on the street. It is in the brothels. It is in, you know, the bars. It is in, you know, the restaurants or wherever the people are. That's where
yeah.
you go and build relationship with them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important to us that we are where the need is. And so we said to the Lord, Lord, we just want to be where the need is. Will you show us the need? And we found that there are many, many boys who are abused on a daily basis.
Right.
And so we went to build a relationship with those boys. In fact, it's estimated that we have about 2.5 million tourists come to Cambodia every year, of which is estimated about 400,000 of those tourists come specifically for sex tourism.
Wow.
So the need is overwhelming. And so I'm a believer to keep it simple. It starts with a relationship. It just starts with saying,
yeah.
hey, you know what? I'm here for you.
And, you know, the value of a child, right? You know, you think of a little boy. You know, it's not just the girl prostitutes. It's the boys
yeah.
as well. The enemy is not a respecter of persons. And I know that our viewers do have, you know, a lot of them have children. You
yeah.
have a child. You have two children.
Two children.
A little boy and a little girl. And as a father, you know, or me as a grandmother, I can't imagine a child being treated like that. And I know that if my child was at risk over there, I would want someone like yourself and your team there to find them and love them and bring them into safety.
Yeah.
But there's also the aspect of the pedophiles, right, that come for these children.
Yeah.
And I know that you probably can't divulge too much information, but you're involved in some operations there to deal with that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we just want to meet the need. And the need is 400,000 men coming every year and a portion of those focusing on children. And so whilst we want to be looking after the children, protecting them, creating safe environments, giving them education, medical needs, all the things that they need, counseling. So some of these children go through horrendous experiences and they need trauma counseling.
Right.
But there's the individual too. And it's, Patricia, it's such a challenge to me. And it still is.
Right.
But only with God's grace
yeah.
and the fire that he's put inside me can I do this. To be 6 foot away from a child that we're protecting and 10 foot away from a man who's praying
on them.
Who's
been abusing them, yeah.
But Patricia, the Lord says this, I command you to love your enemies.
Yes.
And so I'm asking the Lord, how do I love? How do I love in this situation that seems impossible? And that's the amazing thing. God gives us, each one of us, dreams and visions, and they seem impossible. But with Him, nothing's impossible. In fact, I would like to see in the English dictionary the word impossible removed. I would love to see it because yes. It doesn't make sense. Because with God, anything is possible.
All things are possible.
He can take this guy from 16 years ago, from sleeping in a graveyard, to fighting against human trafficking in Cambodia, and we're seeing lives transformed already. It's incredible.
Wow. And you know, the pedophiles, you know, and I think because sex tourism is becoming so popular in a way, and because of the internet, it introduces more men and women to that whole scene, is that they probably don't even think of themselves as a pedophile. You know, a sex tourist might not think of themselves as a pedophile, even though they're buying a child for sex.
Yeah.
But in fact, that's what they are. Yeah. But what would be underneath that? They need help too. They need love too.
Yeah.
They need to come free also.
Amen.
And after the break, we're going to be praying for you because God wants to use you. You know, Jason shared a story about he was not knowing God. He was a man who was homeless. He was addicted. His life was all messed up and confused. And yet God put His hand on him, raised him up, and is now using him worldwide to change nations. What do you think? What do you think God has for you? We'll find out when we get back.
Human trafficking has taken its toll on men, women, and children all across the world. For Their Tears, I Died is a compilation of true stories and testimonies of social injustice survivors. Visit our online store at xpministries.com.
The cry of tongue is heard on the cross of Calvary, and He said, "It is finished."
And the multitudes gave their hearts to Jesus Christ, and the sick were healed.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, these eyes have been crossed since this girl was born.
The glory that's on this man, is getting something more, I'll tell you. That is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Who's opening the eyes of the blind and causing the lame to walk and the deaf to hear?
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
The mystery of Christ is so great. We will never be able to touch all of Him until He comes and makes Himself known to us.
I believe it's God's Word. I believe He died on the tree and shed His blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through His church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Well, welcome back. We are so excited about what God is doing in this hour and what He has for you. And Jason, I know that, you know, a lot of people might think, well, I don't know if I could do that. Can I make a difference? You know, and as we discussed in the first half of the program, it's like God can use anyone who says yes. Mm-hmm. And so you said yes because you said yes to go to Mozambique. You and your wife took Bible training, and of course, Iris Ministries school there is amazing and has thrust thousands and thousands out into the ministry field. But what do you have to say about that topic?
Well, it really does simply start with yes. And we went to Mozambique not expecting what was to follow. The truth is, all of our dreams were met when we went to Mozambique, and He gave us even more. He gave us all these dreams that seemed impossible. And so we learn very quickly that he just looks for our yes and amen today. And from that place, from Heidi and Roland launched us into the nations. They launched us with the fire of God, learning, committed to learning how to love the person in front of us. And so that's simply what we do in Cambodia right now. And it's open to anybody. Anyone can do this. They can come to Pemba and just be overwhelmed by the presence of the Lord. They can be invested in and they can be launched into the nations, launched into their dreams and visions, whatever that might be. It might be in media. It might be in a missional sense to a third world country. It doesn't matter because the Lord's in control of it all.
I know, and he needs all people in all places, yeah. Like intercessors are, you know, it's so important to have intercessors, yeah. Praying and evangelists on the street and, like you said, media people and leaders and then ones that do ministry of helps. I mean, all these positions are so important, yeah. In the kingdom of God to advance the kingdom.
Yeah.
But when it comes to human trafficking and dealing with it, you and your wife, you have a goal. Tell us what that goal is, because it's our ministry's goal too.
Well, the goal is simply this, Patricia, to see an end to child trafficking and the abuse of children in Cambodia before my wife and I pass away to be with the Lord.
Amen. And you know, when you talk about human trafficking, I mean, it's huge. And you know, if you've never been over to Cambodia or Thailand or to another place where it's blatant as far as sex tourism, you really should come on an outreach and just taste it, because it's mind-boggling. It really is. And in the natural, no one would have faith to see it annihilated, because I mean, you rescue one child, you rescue the second child, you rescue 100 children, and there's still thousands left that need to be rescued. Yeah. It's like almost like it's growing faster than you could possibly imagine. Yeah. And yet God is greater. Amen. Than it all. He can annihilate the whole thing in one revival.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But as we put our focus towards it and our faith and our love, he has something to land on.
Yeah. Amen.
How do you cultivate faith as you go around and share with the body?
Well, we just call out the greatness in people. It doesn't matter what they look like, it doesn't matter on their experiences. We can each pray. And to be honest with you, Patricia, prayer is so valuable to us right now, because my staff live in such a dark place.
Right.
And every day they're faced with the reality of coming across children day after day after day of abuse cases that are just, they break their hearts. And so these guys have to try and process this whilst being alert and continuing their work on a daily basis.
Wow.
And so simply the viewers at home, Patricia, they could pray. We would love to receive their prayers. And from that place of prayer, the Lord will lead them. He'll lead them in what direction they're to go. Maybe even come out to Cambodia.
Yeah. And you know, if you're watching right now and you think, well, I could pray. I might not be able to go to Cambodia. I might not be able to do much more than pray. But I'll tell you, your prayers are huge. And so start praying for the team. You've got the website on your screen there, and you can find out more information on that website. But if they start praying for your team, it'll empower your team. Because I know when I've been on the mission field, you can feel when people are praying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And can I share a testimony?
Yeah, please.
We had a wonderful testimony just the other day, Patricia. My staff were on the streets, and they're praying because they're about to go and minister to the children. And as they're praying, for the first time in nearly all of their lives, gold dust starts appearing on their hands.
Oh, wonderful.
Which was just amazing. So they get hysterical and they're screeching and crying out to God, thanking him. And suddenly the children on the street, they hear, these are homeless children. They live on the streets every single night. They come running over to our staff and they're like, what's going on? What's going on? And so they show them the gold on their hands.
And this was supernatural. They didn't have it from a natural source.
No.
It was God showed up with gold.
Absolutely. And so these children saying, where did you get this from? And they say, from my God. And so they say, well, if we pray to your God, do you think he would give us some? Because Patricia, gold is so precious in Cambodia. It gives an air of authority.
Yes.
And we've made it if you have gold. And so they're like, sure. And so they lay on hands of these children. And the next thing, guess what happens?
Oh,
they just
wow.
get covered in gold dust all over their hands. Just a divine gift.
What was their reaction?
Well, they were very excited. I'm sure they were wondering, I can afford anything in life. I can do anything in life. And, wow. And that's what happens when the presence of God comes. It makes us, it brings us to this place where anything is possible.
I remember the first time we had gold in our meetings as a ministry, and it started coming on the hands, and it was like, woo! Yeah. You know, it was just so awesome because you realize God's doing something special for you. And, you know, little homeless children who aren't even like knowing their value within their own family now have this God that is lavishing them with so much love.
Yeah, it was so beautiful.
Oh, so I guess that created some pretty tight relationships there.
It did, yeah. And it's taken us to a place now where we're actually the Lord has revealed that we're to open a night shelter full of these children who live on the streets, so they can come in, they can be fed, and they can have a safe place to sleep at night. So removing them from that danger of the pedophiles that come specifically to bring abuse to them.
Why are they homeless? Can you share a little bit about what makes children, so many children in Cambodia, homeless?
Wow, what a question. To simplify it, and there are a number of answers I could give you, I really believe it's down to the self-worth of the people. They have no self-worth. They don't know who they are. They don't have the Father in their life, so they don't get to see how incredible and how beautiful they are. So therefore, they walk with brokenness. The parents end up being situations of dire poverty and abusing the children, and they just get stuck in that place with no way out. Which is why the Lord is sending the yous and the me's to Cambodia to give them a hand. Just as Jesus reached out to the man with leprosy and he touched him first, because he saw the brokenness in the man's life. He saw the scars of his heart of feeling lonely and segregated. That's exactly what we're doing. We're just reaching out and saying, you know what? I accept you right where you are, filled with the presence of God. And Patricia, I'm so excited about what's going to happen in the future.
I know. And especially the sign of the gold, I think is really significant, because when we were working a lot in the villages in Phoi Phat, which is not far from Phnom Penh, it's about a 7-hour drive, I guess, or so, or maybe a little bit longer, but we discovered that a lot of the reasons why the parents were selling their children for sex or not parenting them, just letting them be without family, is because they lack the money to feed them.
Yeah.
And so if they could get money for the child, they'd take it, or they would just leave the child to live on their own because they couldn't afford the rice for them.
Yeah.
And so here's these poor little children who have so much value, but they don't know it yet, as you've said, and they're out there on the streets just hoping someone will value them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's you and your team.
Yeah.
Showing them gold.
Yeah.
There's more than enough in Daddy's heart to look after them.
Amen. Amen. And wouldn't it be great, Patricia, when we get to the place where we can begin to employ those people, we can equip them, set them up with small businesses so they can begin to be built up, because we really want to build the people of Cambodia. We want to empower them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love the day when we can hand our work over to Cambodians.
Yes.
And they can carry it, because it's their nation. It's their gift.
And that's going to happen. I really have faith for that for you. I'm just, you know, as we were preparing for the program, the Lord gave me a scripture out of Matthew 28, verses 18. It says, "And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations,'" including Cambodia, right?
Amen.
It says, make disciples, not just of individuals, but of the nations.
Yeah.
And we have the power to make disciples of nations.
Yeah.
Cambodia will be saved. Cambodia will be discipled, because you're there to help that nation come into its destiny and its people. It says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. I hadn't thought of this previously, but it's amazing that we could baptize a whole nation in the Father, Son, and Spirit, and that we're to teach them to observe His ways.
Yeah.
We want to commend you for all that you're doing and your team in Cambodia. The nation of Cambodia shall be saved.
Amen.
Modern day slavery will be annihilated there in your lifetime, because you have faith and love. Amen. We want to encourage you, as our viewers, to go to the website that you see right now and go and explore it. look at the different testimonies, look at the different opportunities that are given to you, because God's calling you too. You might say, what, me? Yes, you. You don't have to be, you know, a great scholar or, you know, be in a lineage of missionaries. You just have to have this yes on the inside of you that says, I will go, I will love, I will serve, and I will allow the Spirit of God to use me. We'll be right back.
Human trafficking has taken its toll on men, women, and children all across the world. For Their Tears, I Died is a compilation of true stories and testimonies of social injustice survivors. Visit our online store at xpministries.com.
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
I believe it's God's word. I believe He died on the tree and shed His blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through His church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
There are many of you out there, and the Lord has been touching you as you've been listening to Patricia and myself today. And He's calling you. He's calling you to lay down your life in prayer. He's calling you to be led by Him in any way that it looks like for Him. And just right now, I just know the Lord wants to touch some of you. He wants you to know how beautiful you are. Because it's only when we realize how beautiful we are in the sight of God that we can be an expression for Him in the darkest and darkest of places. And so right now, I believe there's even somebody, you've got a neck problem down the right-hand side of your neck. The Lord is just healing it. You can feel a warmth coming right now as I'm speaking. And that's just the Lord showing you how beautiful you are. Even right now, there's some of you and you're thinking, I know that there are some people out there and you have experienced the other side of this and received abuse. And I want to pray healing over you right now. Because I have come from that place of physical abuse and being restored to the Father. So in the name of Jesus, the healing of Jesus Christ come upon you right now and launch you into your destiny with the word impossible removed from your dictionaries. Life, life, life. Freedom. You're so beautiful. He's going to do amazing things through you. In Jesus' name.